In high school, Martov began to become obsessed with going further than his parents, began to read a great deal about social and political and moral questions, and since, of course, he found few answers to his concerns in the conservative curriculum that was authorized in the schools, he, of course, sought his answers elsewhere, first with his parents' liberal ideas, but increasingly going beyond them. Indeed, one of his favorite authors in these years, in high school we're talking about, was Vissarion Belinsky, who we know well. Later, in the 1880s, his parents moved to St. Petersburg, something very few Jews were given an opportunity to do. And here he became involved in the student movement and was especially impressed by populace, by their moral courage to stand up to the state, even by terrorism. And in fact, the moment when he was first arrested for minor activities in a student movement was a point of great pride. He recalled later sitting in the carriage with the policeman beside him, going off to jail, and knowing he too was one of those moral heroes to stand up for justice. In time, like many other young Russian students, he turned to Marxism, to this faith in the proletariat and in the natural progress of history. He was also inspired by what this faith promised, by its moral idealism, an end to inequality and suffering, an end to injustice, an end to violence, an end to Russia's humiliating backwardness as a nation. He joined the Jewish Socialist Bund, a Marxist party concerned with Jewish issues, and increasingly he had turned to the mainstream Marxist movement. In fact, as I mentioned last time, in 1895, helping Lenin organize the Petersburg Union of Struggle for the Liberation of the Working Class. Now, Lenin, Vladimir Ulyanov, his real name, who lived from 1870 to 1924, was in many ways quite a different person than Martov, certainly from a different background. In his early youth, Lenin was actually quite uninterested in political or social questions. His father was a provincial education bureaucrat, a local education inspector. He even had vaguely liberal ideas, suggesting how widespread these ideas were, but it was not anything like the passion it was for Martov's family and Martov's community. The circumstance, though, that really awakened Lenin to politics was a shocking event that occurred in his family life. In 1887, when Lenin was 17 years old, and at this point rather uninterested in politics, his brother, his older brother Alexander, was arrested. He was put on trial, and he was convicted, justifiably it turns out, of being a member of the terrorist People's Will Party and of plotting the execution of Tsar Alexander III. He was then taken to the scaffolds in the presence of young Lenin, who wasn't called that yet, of course, and his family and others, and publicly hanged. Young Vladimir Ulyanov was shocked and angered by all this. He tried to understand what could possibly have led his brother to become a terrorist and to die for the cause. He loved his older brother. He admired him, but he had no knowledge of what his brother was involved with. And so he began sitting in his brother's room, reading all the books that were sitting there that he never had an interest in before. One that particularly impressed him, in fact, was Chernyshevsky's novel, What Is to Be Done, his utopian novel about new people, daring to create a new world. And he decided too he would become a revolutionary. Now, people who knew Lenin personally, as he began to call himself, of course, were impressed by his intense, almost violent passions as an individual. Lenin's wife, later, in fact, referred to the side of Lenin's personality with a French word, les rages, passions, fury, the rages, literally. One of these rages was hunting. Lenin loved to hunt. He would spend the whole day racing about the woods, however bad the weather, searching for game until he was totally exhausted. Another one of his rages, of his rages, of his passions, was chess. There were days when he played chess from morning until night. And in fact, according to his wife, he even raved about chess while he slept. According to her, at one point, he sits up stark in bed and he shouts out, "If he moves his knight there, I'll answer with my castle."